What you're about to witness, I think, is analogous not just to the military-industrial complex, but I think it's symbolic of American media, again, exploiting warfare to make a few extra dollars, exploiting warfare to enrich themselves. Let's watch. This is so funny.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Get 5 boneless wings for $1 with any handcrafted burger. Only at Applebee's.
World War III brought to you by Applebee's. Get some handcrafted wings right now, half off over at Applebee's. We are sponsoring this World War III broadcast right now.
You know, while you're hearing warning signals and sirens, we're listening to Zach Brown Band sing about a little chicken fry
I can't stand
Applebee's.
I can't stand
get
that
a little
either.
Bit of chicken fry. You know, you just got to get that Texas, you know, slang in there. You got to get to some country music while you're eating some Applebee's. I mean, because nobody loves microwave warmed over food better than Applebee's, where you can basically be overcharged for just basically something that was nuked in the microwave that was frozen a few minutes before.
Can we play that one more time? It's just too funny. If we could do just one last time, Brother Tim, let me know. Give me the thumbs up whenever it's ready. That is, go ahead, just play it. If it's ready, go ahead.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Get 5 boneless wings for $1 with any handcrafted burger.
Oh, it said it's never frozen. It was a never frozen. They didn't freeze it. You know, when they put it on the truck and shipped it over, they didn't freeze it. You know, they preserved that beef. It's because it's not even made of real beef anymore, probably. That's why it doesn't have to be frozen. It was just some kind of a plastic glue concoction that they just threw together, slapped on a burger, microwaved, and handed you for $15 so you can stand with Ukraine. So we can stand, you know, while they have to hear sirens and guns right. going off and bombs and missiles and everything else, we get a little bit of Applebee's.
Yeah. And again, that's also something that it's analogous to. The fact that the United States is provoking this war. People in the Ukraine are being killed, and then here domestically, people just gorging themselves on beer and chicken wings.
Yeah. I mean, because that's why Americans don't really care about anything, is just because they're so fat and they just fill their gullet with just the latest propaganda. I mean, literally, there's a fast food chain on every single corner of virtually every busy intersection in this country, and it really just shows their spiritual condition because they'll just force feed themselves anything. I mean, it doesn't even matter what's on the menu. It doesn't matter what the ingredients are. I mean, praise the Lord that no one's going to have to eat McDonald's chicken nuggets in Russia because no one knows what the heck is in those things. It's not chicken. I mean, that thing is the weirdest thing I've ever tasted. That's why they have to have like 18 dipping sauces because they're like, no one will just eat these chicken nuggets. I mean, we have to find some kind of a weird disgusting thing to dip it in just to try and palate it.
Right.
Whereas, you know, you have some like Chick-fil-A, at least that chicken's good enough to just eat on its own. Anybody that eats McDonald's chicken nuggets basically has destroyed their taste buds. They basically have no self-respect and they've basically just downgraded themselves to the point of just eating just plastic and glue or whatever concoction that they have that they're mixed up. I think they claim it's like 100% meat.
Yeah.
But you know, what does that even mean to them? You know, the word meat in the Bible means food, so maybe they're just claiming that anything's food.
Right.
I think we might have another caller coming in.
It's just so funny. It's like Ukraine, you know, air raid signals and chaos brought to you by Applebee's.
Yeah. Get a little bit of beer while you watch everybody else die.
Right.
You know, while you watch women and children die. And then we try to pretend like we didn't stoke any of this. That we're not the cause of this. I mean, you know, it's kind of like pointing out someone that needs to be injured or hurt, even though they're innocent. Right. And then someone goes and does your bidding for them. And then you claim that they're some kind of a bad guy. Hiring a hitman against someone and then saying like, oh, can you believe that person died? It's just so sick how they play all the strings.
No, it's ridiculous. And you know what it kind of reminds me of? In Revelation chapter 18, how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, etc. This is the destruction of Babylon in Revelation chapter 18. But again, chaos going on over there, and here I sit a queen, here living deliciously, here, hey, get 50% off your favorite wings at Applebee's.
Just keep bringing in all the exports, all the expensive things. We'll just keep paying for it and shelling it out as a whore.